Who's in Charge? Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Confession by Fridtjof Friedenstang. You're going to confess everything, Hela growls, straining to sound threatening. I don't think I have much of a choice. Naked, on my back, strapped down with a leather strap around each wrist tied to the headboard behind my head, and a leather strap around each ankle tied to the foot end. The spot next to me on the double bed is empty. My beloved Hela sits on a chair next to me, wearing her red bathrobe. She's gorgeous. I feel the head of my dick take off from my stomach, and seconds later, Junior stands like an army recruit at attention, and I know this is only the beginning. Have you gone dumb, or is my memory failing me? Hela changes her tune to sarcastic. I've heard that while I was at work yesterday, toiling away to save our shared finances, you took Anne to the beach. That's right, I admit. And not just any beach. Where were you? The nudist beach at Strandskogen, I say, and can't quite stifle a laugh. And what did you do there, you pig? As you know, it was hot yesterday and we were sweaty, so we went down to the edge of the water, took off all our clothes and cooled down with a refreshing dip. Cooled down, right. But you didn't stay cool for long. No, we got out of the water after a short swim. You know what Strandskogen's like, with cliffs and rocks, and some patches of grass between the outcrops. It was evening already, and most of the other swimmers had gone home. The sun still had plenty to go, so we laid down to get some. Anne got on her back and asked me to rub her down with sun lotion. And I can imagine you did that with pleasure. Yep. I started with her face, rubbed it across her cheeks, gave her funny, freckled face some light kisses, and then I moved my way down, rubbed it into her neck and then her breasts, in big circles, huge circles for huge breasts. I rubbed one nipple between my thumb and index finger and watched it bud and go hard. Licked the other nipple a little, put lotion on her stomach. Then I got started on her feet, rubbing, licking and nibbling on her toes while rubbing my way up her calves, thighs, the inside of her thighs. That's when I understood that she was turned on, because I heard how quick her breath was, and she couldn't stifle a moan. And you weren't any less horny, you scabies-infested old git? Probably not. While I sat between her legs and did her thighs, I could see straight into her pussy, and I find her bushy red pubes so arousing, perhaps because they're so different from the gorgeous curly black hair around your labia. Flattery won't help you here, Hela shouts. Just confess everything already. I'm enjoying myself. Experience has taught me that when my beloved Hela raises her voice that way, she's so turned on, she's struggling to stay in control. That's when I should talk slowly and give as many details as possible. I bent down to Anne and played with my fingers in her red fluff, kissed the inside of her thighs, used my lips to pull at that wonderful hair, which looked even redder than usual in the sunset.